Chapter 6. The Dance at the River. At the river, Jo paid for Anne as she watched the nighttime scene around her. There was lively music, lights, and many people dancing on a boat. They walked onto the dance floor and started to dance. Two men in black suits and hats stood to the side and watched the people dance. Suddenly, one of the men noticed Jo and Anne dancing. He said something to his partner, and then he ran down the steps, away from the dancers. Anne and Jo continued to dance. The next song was slower, and they danced a little closer. Anne rested her head on Jo's shoulder. She smiled, her eyes closed. When the song finished, the dancers clapped. Jo and Anne walked off the dance floor and sat down at a table.
"Jo Bradley," said Anne, "if you don't mind my saying, I think you are wonderful."
"Oh," said Jo, smiling, "thank you very much.
You spent all day doing all the things I wanted to do," said Anne.
"Why?"
Jo looked uneasy. Well, it seemed like the right thing to do," he said.
"I have never met anybody so kind," Anne said. "You are completely unselfish."
Jo looked down, trying to hide how bad he felt about lying to Anne. "Let's go have a drink at the bar," said Jo, changing the subject. He took her hand. At the bar, the barber saw Anne.
"Ah, you decided to come," said the barber. "I looked for you. I thought maybe you didn't come."
Anne introduced Jo.
"This is Mr. Bradley," she told the barber.
"I am Mario Delani," said the barber.
"It's nice to meet you," said Jo. "Are you two old friends?"
"He cut my hair today," said Anne. "He invited me here tonight."
The band started playing again, and Mario asked Anne to dance. Anne took his hand, and they went on to the dance floor. Jo watched them dance. He took out a notebook to quickly write something down. Just then, Irving found Jo. He had his real camera with him this time.
"Did I miss anything?" Irving asked.
"You are just in time," said Jo. He pointed at Anne dancing with Mario.
"Who is she dancing with?" Irving asked.
"A barber. He cut her hair this afternoon and made a date for tonight." Anne and Mario kept dancing, having a great time. "The Princess and the Barber," Irving joked. He put his camera on the table. Jo stood in front of it, hiding it from view. Irving watched Anne and waited. Then, at the right moment, he gestured to Jo. Jo jumped out of the way. The camera flashed. Jo jumped back in front of the camera and took a drink from his glass, acting as if nothing happened. Anne looked over at Jo. Seeing Irving too, she waved. Irving raised his glass to her. At this time, Secret Service men came in several cars and gathered outside. Some walked to the tables near the dance floor. The song ended, and the dancers cheered for the musicians.
"Thank you for the dance," Mario said to Anne. One of the Secret Service men approached them. He told Mario something in Italian, and suddenly, Mario looked afraid. He smiled at Anne, said goodbye, then walked away. The Secret Service man began to dance with Anne.
"Your Highness, you will dance quietly toward the door," he said into Anne's ear.
"No," she said.
She tried hard to pull away.
"Princess, please," he said.
He pulled her to the side of the dance floor.
"You made a mistake," Anne said in Italian.
She acted like she didn't speak English.
Please, let me go.
When the Secret Service man did not let go, Anne began to yell.
Let me go, she cried. Mr. Bradley!
Joe looked up from his drink at the crowd of dancers.
Mr. Bradley!
She cried out again. Joe and Irving saw Anne at the same time. She was still trying to pull away from the Secret Service man. Another Secret Service man came to her side. The two tried to pull her off the boat toward the steps. Joe and Irving rushed to her side. Joe hit one of the Secret Service men in the face. He pushed the other one away. Joe took Anne's arm and was pulling her away when another Secret Service man ran to stop them. Joe hit him in the face, too. Irving fought with another Secret Service man. Joe and Anne ran to the other side of the dance floor where dancers were standing and watching the action. Joe saw more Secret Service men coming from that side, so he ran back the other way with Anne. But he met another group of Secret Service men. Having no other choice, Joe pushed Anne to the side and threw one of the men over the side of the boat. He fell into the water. Anne threw a life jacket down to him. The crowd of dancers cheered. Irving fought with another Secret Service man. He pulled Irving's beard, so Irving hit him hard in the face. Mario Delany watched the fight. He decided to join in to help Joe and Irving. The leader of the band gestured for the band to start playing again. Lively music accompanied the fighting on the dance floor. While Joe, Irving, and Mario fought the Secret Service men, two of the men caught Anne and began to pull her away. Joe ran after her. Irving followed with his camera. Joe pushed one of the men to the ground. The other man let go of Anne to hit Joe. Anne ran away and picked up a guitar lying near the band. She stood behind the Secret Service man on a chair. The drummer of the band played a drum roll as Anne lifted the guitar over her head. She brought it down hard on the Secret Service man's head. The man stood still for a moment, shocked. Irving tried to get his camera ready and said, "Hit him again, Smithy." The drummer played another drum roll, and Anne brought the guitar over the man's head again. This time, the camera flashed, and Irving took her picture. People heard the sound of police cars. Soon, policemen were on the dance floor. As they stopped the fight, Joe, Anne, and Irving left the boat. The three walked toward Irving's car, and they saw more police coming toward them. "Police," said Joe to Irving, "we'll go across the bridge. You keep going this way." Joe and Anne ran across the bridge while Irving talked to the police. He tried to take up all their attention, but two policemen saw Joe and Anne and ran after them. As Joe and Anne walked along the other side of the river, a Secret Service man followed them. He surprised them from behind. He hit Joe in the face, and Joe fell into the river. Anne jumped into the river after him, just as the Secret Service man tried to catch her. Then, the two policemen who ran after them across the bridge arrested the Secret Service man. Back at the dance, the police were arresting all the Secret Service men. They led one man away who still had his head through a guitar.